Link Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. This is the hour that my buddy Jeff Deist joins me. We talk about not only hard asset issues, just general investing issues, but we also talk a bit about politics in this. And I got to tell you, we have a lot of fun doing that. I have a new guest with me right now. This guy's an old friend. Very, very interesting guy, successful guy, knows an awful lot about the resource sector. His name is John Wheeler. Interestingly enough, I met John probably about 35 years ago. He was a retail broker at the time, and I'll tell you, virtually everything I've learned about this business in the last 30, 35 years has been courtesy of John. John, thanks for taking some time to join Jeff and I. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Nice to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. Jeff, let me start this out by, you know, we talked in the first hour with Rick and John Embry about the current state of the resource sector. The market is, you know, most stocks are down rather than up at this moment in time. People are starting to wonder, well, you know, when is this going to pass? And John and Rick were both, they weren't real specific. They were saying, well, we, you know, it is going to pass because it always does. We're looking at anywhere from a year to 3 years out, in our opinion. I guess, John, the first thing I would ask you is, based on 40 years in the industry, what do you think about that?
Well, I don't know when the turnaround is coming. I have seen two or three episodes in my career like this. I've been in the business for 44 years.
Whoa.
And timing the bottom of these things is very, very difficult, but the sentiment that I see now is as black as anything I've ever seen. I see lots of hedge funds and other institutions blowing up, and I see many, many stocks trading at tiny fractions of what they were 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the, as I said a second ago, the industry is completely and totally blown up, and the consensus is that it's never going to turn around, Al, and it will. And it's probably sooner rather than later. I don't think this is going to go on forever. The reason the markets are so incredibly bad is there's no appetite for risk whatsoever, but that is dramatically changing. And it changes first in the blue chip sector of our markets. We've seen today, again, the industrials and the S&P make new all-time highs in New York. And that suggests that the next thing that's going to happen is you're going to see a rotation into the more junior stocks and eventually into the junior metals and mines. And when that happens, I don't know, but I think that it's starting, and I'm quite optimistic. I'm not negative at all.
Jeffrey, what do you think, bud?
You know, even for someone who's fairly new to the junior mining sector, like myself as an investor, we certainly understand that the time to buy is when there's blood in the streets, right? But it just seems like when so many blue chips are on the verge of being delisted, it becomes a matter of, you know, having to choose the right stock, which is, I can't say, has ever been more difficult, at least from my perspective. I mean, you can always buy the blue chips, you can buy the Newmonts, but how would you go about sort of ring-fencing your criterion for choosing a junior in this environment?
Really, really good question, because you do need to be extremely careful. You need to go to the balance sheets of these companies and make sure they have money on their balance sheets, make sure they don't have to raise money in the next year. The more money, the better. That's absolutely crucial. Don't worry about the fact that a lot of these tiny little issues are going to disappear. It's easy to figure out which ones are going to survive. You need to have money in the treasury. You need to have management that's cut their expenses to minimums so that their G&A is extremely reasonable. G&A is the everyday cost of keeping the business open. You need to have management that's experienced and has been around for a while. There's no sense buying projects which are grassroots, projects that are drill plays or ideas. The fact of the matter is that for almost nothing, you can buy real assets, real ore bodies, all things that have already been discovered. The hard work has been done. And that's the way to find the things that will recover when this market turns around.
You know, Bob Moriarty made an interesting comment. He and I were chatting. This is going back quite a ways, you guys, but probably about 3 years ago and maybe even longer. But Bob said something really kind of interesting, and he said, you know, he said there's going to be a huge appetite out there for, it sounds like we got a cricket in the background, you guys. Anyway, Moriarty said, you know, there's going to be an insatiable desire out there for people to buy things, THINGS. And I said, what are you talking about, Bobby? You're talking about, you know, porcelain dolls? You're talking about artwork? What are you talking about? And he said, come on, Coraline. He said, I'm talking about assets in the ground, and the best place to get assets in the ground, i.e. things, are with some of these junior companies. I think that is still true today, but John, I got to tell you, bud, I could not agree with you more about hopes and prayers right now. Hopes and prayers and drill plays and the rest of it. Right now, it is not the time for that. If we could stress one thing to our listeners, it would be now is not the time to hope and pray of that things are going to come to fruition. Just assume that they won't and go after the stuff that's already developed. Wouldn't you agree with that, John?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me tell you something else to avoid. Another thing to avoid is a junior company that's just in the process of putting something into production, even if they raised all the money to do so.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen these junior companies drill an ore body off, finish their feasibility study, raise the money to put it in production, only to stumble at the last moment because they simply haven't had the bandwidth to figure out the complexities of putting something into production. If it's already in production and it's making money, it's in a junior company, and the balance sheet is solid, that's one thing. If it's not being put into production and it's a wonderful ore body and it appears to be capable of going into production at a future date, and they have money to keep themselves in business for the next 12 or 18 months, that's another place to go. But you need to stay away from companies that are just trying to put things into production. Unfortunately, they seem to blow up.
Yeah, they do. Jeffrey?
Well, it's interesting to me as an investor. I mean, it sounds like what you're saying, that given the sort of the gloom and doom in the sector and in the mining market currently, that there's sort of a cross-the-board pull-down on the TSX Venture stocks. And because of that, it might represent a buying opportunity for someone who is willing to go those two or three extra steps and sort of learn about management, get a real good sense of the company's working capital, and the fact that they're an already producing miner as opposed to, you know, exploratory miner. You know, maybe the whole sector is being pulled down, and some of the companies are sort of diamonds in the rough as a result and a bargain.
Absolutely. There's some things that are so cheap. I've never seen so many very good companies absolutely destroyed,
Beat
up, trashed. If you were at the latest conventions at the PDAC or the convention in San Francisco last November, you'll know that managements are unbelievably depressed and deeply, deeply worried that they're whole business doesn't make any sense anymore. Yeah, it feels like that. But I've seen it turn around before. I know it'll turn around again. We all get up in the morning. We drive downtown in our cars, and we're surrounded by metal. These things are necessities in life, and discovering these things are absolutely crucial to the future of business on the planet.
Of course, they are absolutely crucial to the evolution of society. I mean, maybe not so much some of the more esoteric stuff, but, you know, the basics, the raw basics, whether you're talking about base metals or precious metals, they are, without a doubt, absolutely crucial. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeffrey and I are going to be right back. We're going to take a short break for the cause here, and we're going to be back chatting a little more on some macro issues regarding investing with our friend John Wheeler. Stick around.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. This is your host, Jeff Dice. I'm chatting, of course, as always, with Big Al. And we also have a special guest with us today, John Wheeler, with whom we've been speaking in the last segment. You know, John, I got to tell you, for all the gloom and doom we've been talking about in the mining sector, or at least the junior mining sector, there seems to be a fair bit of exuberance sort of in the traditional equities market, certainly among Western investors who seem to be flooding back into more traditional blue chip investments. And we've seen new highs in the Dow. We've seen increased consumer and investor confidence. You know, you made an interesting comment offline, which is that as these more expensive and robust markets start to fill up, then investors' appetite for risk increases when they start to feel more comfortable. Do you think that increased appetite for risk might find its way down to the mining sector?
As a matter of fact, that's exactly what happens in these markets. We had the astonishing crash into the spring of 2009, and we've now had a recovery. We're in 2013, and everything's back to where it was in 2007. That's not a wonderful performance, but it's certainly a lot better than most people had expected. And if you look at investor sentiment, investors are very optimistic right now, with the exception of a few sectors, ours being the most obvious. Appetite for risk rotates from blue chips down. So I expect that as the blue chips are doing very well, the next thing that I expect to do better is the smaller stocks in the United States and Canada. And eventually the risk will come down to where people will wish to speculate again in the junior mining world. And that's why I'm not terribly bearish at all right now, although I don't necessarily see it's going to turn around next week. I see investor sentiment being quite good again, and I believe that investors will rotate through smaller stocks and get down to these things that offer incredibly impressive value.
I would agree with that 100%. You know, Jeff, it's interesting. Maybe you and I get a little bit, I don't know what word to use here, but jaded, tunnel vision, what have you. Because so many of my colleagues are, you know, they're gloom and doomers, and they're talking about how terrible things are, and they're saying, well, you know, the unemployment numbers are not even close to being correct, and the world's going to end tomorrow because the government's cooking the books, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, it's really interesting. John brings up a very good point here in the sense that How long can you wear a tin hat in anticipation of the sky falling down? I like this guy's attitude a lot more, Jeff.
Well, it's true. I mean, you can hedge against terrible calamities using commodities and certainly using precious metals. And as we all know, the biggest thing we have to hedge against is the dollar itself. I mean, if you're not making 10 or 15% a year at this point, you're probably losing ground as a U.S. dollar holder. So given that reality, I have to agree with John. You know, you can't be timid. You have to be out there acting. You certainly can't just sit around in cash, all cash, and expect to even tread water at this point, Al. I mean, I'm firmly in the John in the hyperinflation camp of John Williams of Shadow Stats, and I think real inflation is probably double digits. So you got to find something, and you know, it's awfully hard to make money buying Google at $800, right? You have to find something where you have some leverage, where a stock price can move up, you know, much more rapidly than the underlying gold price, for example. And you have to look for value. I mean, that's what Warren Buffett does, and there's no reason that the average small guy investor can't be just as rigorous and demand value. And right now, to me, there's no value on Wall Street whatsoever.
What do you think about that, John?
Well, I quite agree that we need to be aggressive, and I certainly don't suggest buying stocks when they're trading at their all-time highs. Having said that, I had a wonderful lunch with a gentleman from Hong Kong this summer, and we talked about how people who have had their money in bonds and money market instruments in the United States and most of the Western world in the last few years have found that they're getting returns which are negative versus inflation or barely positive. T-bills are producing nothing and five-year bonds are producing a little more, and it's very depressing if you just retired with even several million dollars, because in the no-risk world it's almost impossible to create enough money to have a nice lifestyle. It forces everybody to be investors and speculators.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there's no sense putting your money in a T-bill that yields zero, because you must consume capital. There's no income off that.
Right.
And I think that pushes everybody into the stock market, into equities or into real estate or into something where they have a chance, and it makes us all speculators.
Makes us all speculators. You know, the one thing that I'm happy to have to observe about our industry, though, and as I mentioned at the outset here, I've been involved in this game for an awful long time now. It's even hard for me to believe that number 35 years is even up there. But the fact of the matter, it is. But, you know, the thing that makes me more comfortable, gentlemen, right now about investing in the sector that we're talking about on this show so much is it has gotten incredibly more sophisticated than it was, let's say, back in the, I would have to say, 80s and 90s. You know, John, I have seen some real changes in terms of, not in total, but in terms of the level of sophistication among many of the members of our industry. I mean, we've got some very, very bright people. It's not the same game in my mind that it was when I walked into your office back in October of 1982, for example. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The level of sophistication in searching for these ore bodies is just much, much better. And the sophistication in the regulatory process is much, much better. The sophistication in everything that these companies are doing is way, way, way better than it was years and years ago. That's not to say there aren't some problems still in our industry, but it's much, much better than it was. And the fear that the drill holes are salted or the this and that is rapidly dissipating as the regulatory climate has proven itself to be much, much better.
You know, Jeff, you haven't been involved in this industry that for that long a period of time, and it's really interesting to get your perspective on what's going on. We've got about a minute left here. How would you wrap up this particular couple of segments?
I got to tell both of you, I can't imagine trying to invest in mining stocks before the advent of the Internet. I mean, you know, it's not like back in 1985 your local broker had a prospectus for some small privately held mining stock, in Toronto that had a South American mine. And to get the technical data, to learn about management, to understand the working capital, and just to understand sort of their tonnage and some other things, must have been quite a different game prior to this double-edged sword we love to call the Internet.
I don't think there's any question about that. Okay, we are going to wrap up our discussion that started at the beginning of the first hour of the weekend edition. I hope you've all benefited from this. I know you have. Jeff and I are very, very interested in getting your comments on these two sections. And Mr. Wheeler, I want to thank you very much, my friend. Thanks for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff and I are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69. $29.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm here with Jeff Deist. You know, Jeff, I have to tell you, that was a very, very interesting discussion we had with John. I've known the guy for a long time. He is, you know, at the top of the list, in my opinion, in terms of investment bankers. He's played an integral role in the mining industry, as he said, for the past 45 years. It really is a pleasure to be able to pick a brain of somebody like that.
Well, Al, he has been involved in private placement of dozens upon dozens of mining companies
mm-hmm.
the TSX Venture Exchange. So he's a very knowledgeable guy. And as you mentioned, the guy who's been doing this stuff since back in the 80s, when 70s, 80s, when this required sort of physical site visits and donning your engineer's cap and you know, really going and rolling up your sleeves and figuring things out on the ground.
So
he's a very knowledgeable guy in terms of this industry, and I would if we were offline, I'd probably be picking his brain for some specific stock picks. Of course, that's the same thing I do to Big Al offline.
Well, Big Al is, fortunately, I'm not as shattered in my portfolio as a lot of people are, but it's not exactly a pretty time right now. You know, I have to agree with John, though. I think that his theory, for lack of better terms, that the risk appetite is going to come back, I think there's some real value in that, Jeff. I really do.
Well, I think there certainly could be in the short term. I mean, in terms of what the Fed has done, the U.S. Central Bank, to kick the can down the road and keep inflating the bubble and keep this whole thing going, you just never know how long that can last. And currently, when I say how long it can last, that money is flowing into the more traditional equities markets, and I think that's probably all well and good for those of us who are more interested in commodities and resource stocks, because I think that gives us a buying opportunity. I mean, Al, if you look at what's been happening in Cyprus last week, which mm-hmm. the media has finally sort of quiet on, I mean, these poor people, when the banks reopened, just a couple days ago, they were reduced to only taking out, I think, like 500 euro maximum. And there's many, many Russian millionaires and billionaires with money in Cyprus that they're going to take some kind of haircut on. I mean, when you look at something like that, Al, you have to ask yourself, why are precious metals not skyrocketing with investors pricing in risk? I mean, it boggles the mind. It makes no sense.
You know, I chatted about that with John Embry and Rick in the first hour, and it's kind of interesting. We had a couple of different attitudes there on the one part. On the one hand, Rick is not a real, he's not a real conspiracy theory guy in terms of price fixing in gold, but I gotta tell you, John Embry is really, he's one of the biggest boosters I've ever seen in my life of GATA, which is Bill Murphy's organization that is constantly telling anybody and everybody who will listen that, you know, that the precious metals market is very definitely manipulated. I am amazed, you know, that from a fundamental standpoint, when you look at things that are going on right now, it is amazing to me that when you have situations like we have in virtually every European country, with the possible exception of Germany, you know, they appear to have their act together, but when you have that going on, when you have the total house of cards, you know, that the U.S. economy really is, I gotta tell you, my friend, it is absolutely amazing to me that the Dow Jones Industrial Average, for example, hit a record high on Thursday. But, you know, you want to be sensible, for lack of better terms. You want to take advantage of the moment. And you know what? The conventional stock market's making a lot of people a lot of money right now, Jeff.
That's right. And as Mark Skousen pointed out when you had him on the show, a few months back, you know, there's a boom and bust cycle from the Austrian perspective. And while Austrians tend to be awfully gloomy and see problems everywhere, there are booms that precede the bust, and there's nothing wrong with profiting on that upside. It takes a little bit of nerve and a little bit of timing. But shoot, I mean, how long or how real this market rally is right now, I do not know. But I will say this, Al, on the question of GATA, and whether gold prices are manipulated, I'm not sure I believe in any sort of, you know, outright worldwide conspiracy. I believe in something much simpler, which is this self-interest. And governments and politicians have self-interest just like anyone else. And I think central banks and governments collude to an extent to suppress gold prices because, A, they tend to have laws against using gold or other precious metals to transact business, which reduces demand. And I also think that they tend to store it and oftentimes sell it off when their own currencies are wobbling to suppress the price. And that, I think that's just sort of a PR move. Gold tends to expose fiat currencies. It tends to expose when governments don't have their fiscal house in order, and it tends to price risk like a canary in a coal mine. So, you know, I have all the respect in the world for Bill Murphy and what GATA does, and I do believe that in the long run, as Keynes famously said, in the long run, we're all dead. But in the long run, I think the fundamentals call for some sort of serious problem with the dollar, the euro, and other largely used world currencies, which has to be good for gold long term.
It has to be long term. There's no question about it. You know, the interesting question here, before we segue, I think I'd like to talk about some political issues that I know are of great interest to me, and I'm sure great interest to our listeners, but, you know, I just wonder from a fundamental standpoint how long this thing can keep chugging along, because everything I ever learned, I mean, I'm gonna demand my money back from the University of Washington where I did my undergraduate work in economics, because nothing that's going on in the United States right now really makes any fundamental sense according to, you know, all the classes that I took.
No, it doesn't. And what's so beautiful about it, though, Al, is that it's very liberating for investors, because the 2008 crash turned everything we'd always known to be true on its head, including the idea that if you're diversified, you're safe, and that you should do dollar cost averaging, and that index funds and mutual funds would help the average guy sort of spread his risk around. And it all turned out to be untrue because, you know, all asset classes, save for certain precious metals, went down dramatically during that crash. So really, it's a new day, and it calls for new thinking. And I embrace it. I think it's liberating. It means that entrenched interests that have always profited, especially from monetary policy,
mm-hmm.
No longer have the complete grip that they once had, and you know, maybe it's time for the rest of us to remake a new economy.
Well, maybe it is time. I don't know. I'm starting to get to be kind of tired, if you want to know the truth. I don't have the vim and vigor that I did, 20, 30, 40 years ago, but I think some changes are in order. Jeff, I heard a rumor today, by the way. I understand your former boss, Congressman Ron Paul, will be speaking at the New York Investment Conference. Is that correct?
He will. He'll be up there in May for 2 days. He's mm-hmm. currently in Santiago, Chile, speaking at a libertarian institute and think tank down there and a university. There's increasing interest in liberty and the liberty movement in Central and South America.
Sure.
He's been in New York City. He's been in Canada. He's been at several American university campuses, so he's getting around. In the meantime, of course, his son, Senator Rand Paul, mm-hmm. is absolutely on fire, speaking last week to the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, which is a national group where he sort of knocked down some of our normal thoughts about immigration and amnesty, that we think of from a left-right perspective.
Yeah.
And he's really doing a tremendous job at drawing people in and sort of getting rid of this left-right continuum that just hasn't served us well. I mean, people are really fed up with current government and the current state of political affairs, and I think there's a real opportunity for the message of Senator Rand Paul, and I think there's a real opportunity for the continued message of his dad, Ron Paul. I think that there's just a huge hunger in this country for something new and different on the political landscape.
Well, it's interesting. We, Kath and I went out and took our new toy for a test drive a couple days ago, and, driving around the countryside where I live in the northwestern United States, there are still a host of Ron Paul Revolution signs out there. It really, really is interesting. I'll leave you with this thought, and we've got to take a quick break here, but we were at a fundraiser last Saturday night, and I was sitting with some members of the very active members of the Republican Party up here. It was not a fundraiser for the Republican Party, but I was sitting with some very active Republicans up there, and boy, I got to tell you, they have more and more interest in Senator Rand Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Jeff and I are going to be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back. We are here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. This is Jeff Dice with your longtime host, Big Al, and we really appreciate you staying with us through the show today. We've had some interesting guests in the first hour and also in the second hour with John Wheeler talking about some of the opportunities that may exist among all the lurking dangers in the junior mining sector. And Al and I more recently have been talking about some of the changes in the political landscape that we've seen and sort of the feeling or the vibe out there in the countryside for the message of people like Senator Rand Paul and Congressman Ron Paul, now retired. Al, you mentioned that you still see a lot of those Ron Paul Revolution bumper stickers out there in Washington.
Oh, I'm seeing, Jeff, I'm seeing more than bumper stickers. Yeah, we do see a lot of those, but not only am I seeing that, Jeff, but I'm seeing an awful lot of, fairly large signs in people's yards. You know, we live in a bit of a rural community, but I'm seeing a lot of large signs maintained in people's yards. You know, Ron Paul Revolution. There's a couple of them on Interstate 5. There is a hunger for a change, I think, but I want to ask you a question. You can answer this, I think. I mean, I've got some intuition on this, but you know, you're the guy who's been in the trenches on the Hill, for lack of better terms. I am not seeing very much discouragement, though, on the part of the liberals. The liberals don't seem to think there's really much of anything going on right now. I find that to be disturbing, Jeff.
Well, I mean, they're still coasting off their big Obama victory last fall, and to some extent they think that the demographic shift in America with immigrants, with gay-friendly voters, with Hispanics, with women, have changed irreparably in their favor. You know, that might be true to some extent, but I think that we still, in terms of the two parties, are sort of a 51-49 nation, and it could still go either way, and I think it really depends on the economy in the next few years. But, you know, Al, your state is home to Senator Patty Murray, mm-hmm. and she is a very powerful chairwoman of the Senate Appropriations Committee. You know, this is a person...
It took her 4 years to get a budget, Jeff.
Yeah, this is a person who is all about business as usual, who mm-hmm. doesn't see a problem with debt or deficits,
right.
who thinks that we just need to keep spending and support the troops and support Social Security and support Medicare and support food stamps and support it all at more, 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 more every year. And if we don't bring in enough in taxes, you know, well, it's the fault of those greedy rich guys like Mitt Romney who just won't pay their fair share. And, you know, people like Patty Murray, I hope, are starting to be sniffed out by people in the state of Washington, you know, just say that this is, we're no longer going to listen to this left-right claptrap, and we're going to expect some results. And the Patty Murrays of the world are going to get you nothing but more of the same.
They're going to get you more of the same, and for the life of me, I can't see how more of the same is going to work. You know, we have a number of listeners. I mean, I'm getting pretty active on our blog, and I'm really having fun doing that. You know, it's interesting. I had a lengthy telephone conversation to do with Mark, M-A-R-C, and we were talking about the participation on the blog, and I said, you know, Mark, I said, the thing that really makes me perhaps the most happy about anything that I do in terms of the show and anything that Jeff, you know, adds to the show is the fact that our listeners, and we have a lot of very active members on our blog, these are people with moral values. And, you know, I have to tell you, at the risk of saying that my morals, my values are correct and yours aren't, and I don't mean to say that because I like to consider myself to be open-minded, but doggone it, you know, you gotta have honesty. You gotta have honesty in your monetary system. You gotta have moral values. You have to have moral values in your society. You have to make every situation that you possibly can a win-win situation. And doggone it, you have to live by the consequences of your actions. And I see about half of our country not doing that, Jeff.
Sure, and the Patty Murrays of the world, you know, never take responsibility for the consequences of the policies they advocate. I mean, to me, that's what it means to be a liberal. It's sort of like a perpetual childhood. You never have to take responsibility for your actions, and just having good intentions is enough. Even if the actual policies that you implement make the people you claim to want to help much worse off, you know, just good intentions makes you this morally superior human being. And that's why I just have so little time for somebody like a Patty Murray, you know. I mean, all you need to know about Patty Murray is this. In Ron Paul's America, the Patty Murrays could get together and they could voluntarily have a socialist or collectivist enclave where they shared food, housing, sure, medical care, however they wanted, mm-hmm, and Ron Paul would say, God bless you.
Exactly.
Knock them out. But in Patty Murray's America, Ron Paul people could never get together and have an enclave with no social security, with no welfare, with no, you know, government oversight of everything. You know, that's the difference. That's the only thing you need to know about which one is better.
I couldn't agree more. I agree completely. I got a political question for you here because, you know, I mean, we're still a long ways away off from 2016, but we seem to have three, for lack of better terms, front runners. You got Jeb Bush, potentially, number one. Number two, you got Paul Ryan. And number three, you certainly have Senator Rand Paul. How do you think that's going to shake out?
Well, I do believe that there is something called Bush fatigue. I mean,
yes,
just like there's Clinton fatigue. And, I mean, certainly Jeb Bush has been vetted. The skeletons in his closet have come out to the extent they exist as running for statewide office in Florida. But, you know, I just don't think he would excite people. I think that he would give rise to a lot of liberal opposition just because of his last name. And in effect, he would be energizing the liberals of the left. So I don't give him a lot of credence at this point, but mm-hmm, you never know. Paul Ryan probably did himself more harm than good by running with Romney for the vice presidency. He's a young guy, he's a very smart guy, and I think in his heart he is somewhat libertarian, but he certainly doesn't go as far as I would like to in terms of his budget prescriptions. You know, Rand Paul has all the drive and all the ambition and certainly the speaking ability and the temperament and the desire. I don't count him out. You know, there's still going to be a lot of things holding him back. I'm not sure that America's ready for everything that he believes in, that I certainly believe in.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's other people out there. You know, but at this point, I hate to say it. Trust me, I hate to say it. They're all pygmies compared to Hillary Clinton if she just chooses to run.
Well, I think you're right about that one. Hillary, there's a certain mystique about her. There are a number of people who felt that she was a very, very good Secretary of State. I don't think she did a bad job, quite frankly. I know a lot of the conservative pundits would say, you know, she really didn't do a very good job. I'm not sure I would agree with that. I think that she did. I think that one of the reasons that she did, however, is because I think she was looking ahead to 2016. And I got to tell you, I'm not really sure that she's the evil witch that that I once thought she was, Jeff.
Really? Because I'm still convinced. But, you know, look, the appetite for the first female president after we've had the first black president, I mean, that's going to be huge. I think there
would
be huge numbers of otherwise Republican women voting for her just on that alone. And, you know, just given the fact that she's seen as somewhat of a centrist, probably more so than Obama, who is viewed by people on the right as, you know, very far left. You know, I think she's probably a shoe-in. I mean, her fundraising prowess with her husband.
Sure.
You know, and there's not that Clinton fatigue like there is Bush fatigue, because this would be the world's first female president. I should say America's first female president.
Correct.
Excuse me. So, you know, I gotta say, I think she'd stroll in, and all that Whitewater stuff and other vetting, you know, ironically, has already sort of been done on her husband's watch.
Exactly, right.
So now she'd kind of have a free pass and be able to say all that stuff has been asked and answered.
I find it really interesting that, number one, I'm not surprised that she didn't get the nomination over the current president. And the reason I say that is there was an awful lot of emotionalism in 2008. And that emotionalism, and I would have to say, I don't believe that the president was elected because of his qualifications. I really don't. He's a very presentable, articulate minority, and I think that's the reason he got elected. I think there is a huge, huge amount of guilt, for lack of better terms, in the United States, and I think that's sad. I really don't approve of his agenda. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying Big Al does not approve of his agenda, and I'm not crazy about his foreign policy, if you want to know the truth. 20 seconds, wrap it up, bud.
Well, 2016 is a long way off, and that's why all of us should be not thinking about politics, thinking about our friends, families, and our portfolios, and really doing what we can at the micro level to make ourselves and our communities and ultimately our country a better place. And I think that's what we're trying to do here with the Corlin Economics Report, is bring that message home.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.